שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
We're reading in the readings of Rabash the article Make for Yourself a Rav and Buy Yourself a Friend. You can see the readings, send questions, and pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson.
Today is a special day, Lag BaOmer. It's a holiday of light, a special illumination which illuminates to everyone who wishes to merit closeness to the Creator, revelation of the Creator. And it's good that we're looking at this article, a very special article, which explains to us about faith. Faith is the force of bestowal that a person acquires, by which he comes to equivalence of form with the Creator. The Creator bestows, and so does man, when he acquires that force of bestowal, the force of faith. And according to that equivalence, he begins to reveal the Creator. And truly, there is nothing more in our world and in the wisdom of Kabbalah and in the whole of reality, there's really nothing else to do besides discovering the Creator to us. According to the laws of equivalence of form, we need to do all kinds of actions in our minds and hearts in order to reveal the Creator, to come to His revelation to the point that we achieve adhesion to the Kut, meaning complete similarity to all His influences to us, that we will have the same relation to Him. That's our work in this world, which is called the work of the Creator, spiritual work. And that's all that a person has to do. In general, in all the worlds, in all of reality, only to become similar to the Creator, becoming Adam, which means Dome, similar to the Creator. In order to become similar to the Creator, we need certain forces that will mold us to become like the Creator. The force that does that is called the light, or the light that reforms. How do we attract that kind of force, that kind of light over us? For that, there is a method called the wisdom of Kabbalah. How to attract the light that reforms, that will correct us. And that's what we're doing. In essence, what I said is everything. However, we can't approach people with this because they won't understand a word about what we're saying, even if they may nod their head and say they understand. But we already know from ourselves that what the ear might hear, it doesn't really understand until it reaches our heart, meaning our will to receive. And only then, gradually, by working on our hearts, then we can bring ourselves back towards the Creator to some extent. In this article here, Rabash tells us about three means. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Parchia mentions in Tractate Forefathers. So it says, make yourself a Rav, buy yourself a friend, and judge every man to a scale of merit. Meaning, the great teacher that existed many years ago, Yeshua ben Parchia, tells us that by these three means, we are able to reach the purpose of creation, our correction, adhesion with the Creator. So let's see how he communicates this to us. Go ahead.
Again, we're reading the article of Rabash, make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend, one. In the Mishnah, Yoshua ben Parchia says, make for yourself a Rav, buy yourself a friend, and judge every person favorably. We see that there are three things here. One, make for yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. And three, judge every person favorably. This means that besides making for himself a Rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, engaging in love of friends is not enough. Additionally, he should be considerate towards every person and judge them favorably. We must understand the difference in wording between make, buy, and favorably. Making is a practical thing, which means that there is no mind involved here, only action. In other words, even if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see that it is not a worthwhile deed, this is called doing, meaning sheer force with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work that the fact that one needs to assume the kingdom of heaven is called an act.
So the first condition, you have to do, and it doesn't matter if you have the mind for it or not, you just do it with your hands, so to speak.
It's like putting the yoke on an ox so it would plow the ground. Although the ox does not wish to take this work on itself, nevertheless, we force it. Similarly, with the kingdom of heaven, we should also force and enslave ourselves because it is the Creator's commandment, without any rhyme or reason. This is so because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but in order to give contentment to the Creator. But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. And this is called make for yourself a Rav, since there should be the kingdom of heaven because he is great and ruling. It's written in the Zohar, fear is the most important for man to fear the upper one because he is great and ruling. The essence and the root of all the worlds, and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus one should fear the Creator because he is great and rules over everything. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds expand, and his greatness is seen by his actions. And he rules over everything because all the worlds that he created, both upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to him, for they add nothing to his essence. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with make for yourself a Rav, and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only. Despite the body's disapproval, afterwards, buy yourself a friend. Buying
Wait, so far, is it clear to us? Make yourself a Rav mean we accept him, the Creator, as the upper. That's it. No doubt, none else besides him, he is the upper one. Now, buy yourself a friend. What we just discussed, is that clear as well or not? Meaning that we need to acquire by deeds, many deeds. We need to pay with great efforts and all kinds of means by which I buy the friend. So it's a different kind of connection. One time is a Rav, the other time is a friend. Keep going.
We're going to continue in the sentence that says, buy is just. Buying is just when a person wishes to buy something. He must let go of something that he has already acquired. He gives what he's had for some time and in return purchases a new object. It is similar with the work of God. For one to achieve dvikut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, as in, as he is merciful, so are you merciful, he must concede many things that he has in order to buy bonding with the Creator. This is the meaning of buy yourself a friend. Before a person makes for himself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven, how can he buy himself a friend? Meaning bond with him, with the Rav. After all, he has no Rav yet. Only after he has made for himself a Rav is there a point in demanding that the body make concessions to buy the bonding, that he wishes to give contentment to the Creator. Moreover, we should understand that he has the strength to observe buy yourself a friend to the same extent as the greatness of the Rav. This is so because he is willing to make concessions so as to bond with the Rav the very same extent that he feels the importance of the Rav. Since then he understands that obtaining the Vikut with the Creator is worth any effort.
And if one does not have the strength for it, then he probably is lacking the greatness of the Rav. So, make yourself a Rav, he needs to add in that in order to advance on the by way of buy yourself a friend.
It turns out that if one sees that he cannot overcome the body because he thinks that he is not strong enough and was born with a weak nature, it is not so. The reason is that he is not feeling the greatness of the Rav. In other words, he still does not have the importance of the kingdom of heaven. So he has no strength to overcome for something that is not very important. But for an important thing, anyone can concede important things, that he loves and receives what he needs. For example, if a person is very tired and goes to sleep at around, say, 11 p.m., if he is awakened at 3 in the morning, of course he will say that he has no energy to get up to study because he is very tired. And if he feels a little weak or has a slight temperature, the body will certainly have no power to rise at that time he's accustomed to rising. But if a person is very tired, feeling sick, and goes to sleep at midnight, but is awakened at 1 in the morning and told, there's a fire in the yard, it's about to come into your room, quick, get up, and you'll save your life in return for the effort you are making. Then he won't make any excuses about being tired, mindless, or sick. Rather, even if he is very sick, he will make every effort to save his life. Evidently, because he will obtain an important thing. The body has the energy to do what it can to get what he wants. Therefore, while working on make for yourself a Rav, a person believes that it is, for they are our lives and the length of our days, to the extent that he feels that this is his life, the body has enough strength to overcome all the obstacles that's written in the allegory. For this reason, in all of a man's works, in studying or in praying, he should focus all his work on obtaining the greatness and importance of the Rav. Much work and many prayers should be made on that alone. And in the words of the Zohar, this is called raising divinity from the dust, which means raising the kingdom of heaven, which is lowered to the dust. In other words, one does not place an important thing on the ground, while something that is unimportant is tossed to the ground. And since the kingdom of heaven, called Shekhinah, is lowered to the very bottom, it is said in the books that before every spiritual action, one must pray to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, which means that we should pray that we will regard the kingdom of heaven as important and that it will be worthwhile exerting for it and raising it to its importance. Thus far.
Questions. Questions.
Yes.
Okay. So for now, okay, we have Baltia 3.
Good morning, Rav. I'll ask a question. If I buy a friend, I do this to neutralize the will to receive between us that bothers us to connect? Is that why I'm doing it? Or is there another higher purpose?
Who knows why you're giving gifts to the friend? How do you ask me? Ask yourself.
Yes, but why do we say buy? Why are they saying buy? Why don't they say, I don't know, be a friend, connect to him? It's kind of like a crude name.
The wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom of truth. It tells us how can we adapt the will to receive to make it similar to the will to bestow. So it's not about what's nice or not nice to do. We have to say exactly what we have to say, which is relevant and to the point. Buy yourself a friend means that you, for instance, have to give the friend all kinds of gifts to his will to receive, so that he looks at you, so that he wants to be closer to you. For instance, and there's nothing pretty or not pretty about it. It's just the correct use of our nature. That's it. Well, what are you trying to twist things around here? This is not nice or pretty to say. You're an egoist, he's an egoist, you want him to pay attention to you, you have to approach him, give him a gift, give him something so that he looks at you. That's it. That's how it works. It's the laws of nature. We are in a system of laws. And blurring it out just means that to begin with, you don't know where you're going.
And ask, where here is the soul? Where's what's between us? We're simply connecting through the will to receive. Where do we acquire the soul or something higher?
The soul, it's the corrected will to receive that works in order to bestow, because it received the light that reforms from above. This is called a soul. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, soul, chaya, yechida. That's it. There's no room for your emotions on the animal level where you are now. We're talking about the laws of nature. Okay, go ahead.
Как происходит этот процесс перехода на человеческий уровень? Как этот клик происходит?
Мавар мидаргат беема лидаргат адам.
The transition from the animal level to the human level is called rising above reason. The beast is the reason, the level of reason. Adam is the level of faith, because that's where you become similar to the Creator, and that's what it's called from the word domain, Adam.
Thank you.
That's it. Take it easy, bit by bit, okay? All right, that was Baltia 3, now Baltia 1.
What does the Creator want in our world that I'll be able to give him and he'll be my friend?
You need to know how you're going to buy your friend. You're saying you want the Creator to be your friend. You need to know how to buy him. Buy yourself a friend. Buying is by gifts, is by making concessions. By concessions that you make, you can buy him. That's how it is.
What do I need to concede? What concessions do I need to make?
When buying a friend, I need to pay for it. So what I take from myself and pass on to him, what he loves, what he needs. And by that, I can buy him.
What does the Creator need?
On the condition that he wants that connection to happen between you. Now, the Creator wants us to come closer to him. And coming closer to the Creator is through the qualities. When you make his desire, your desire is his desire, you come closer. So you have to pay with your desires, making them more and more similar to the Creator. And then it's called coming closer to him. Ita 4.
Per te un rav.
Ma Omar?
Buongiorno rav. Cosa significa fai per?
Hello rav. What's the significance? There's no translation in Italian. Can you ask in English?
What does it mean, make yourself a Rav, please? Thank you.
You know, Michael, let's read the article again.
We're going to read again the writings of Rabash, make yourself a friend and buy yourself a friend. Sorry.
We see three things here. One, make yourself a Rav. Two, buy yourself a friend. Three, judge every person favorably. This means that besides making for himself a Rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. In other words, engaging in love of friends is not enough. Additionally, he should be considerate toward every person and judge them favorably.
We must understand the difference where the difference between buy, make, and judge everyone favorably.
So there are three things we need to do here to achieve the a general correction. First of all, with the Creator, make yourself a Rav. With the Ten, that's buy yourself a friend. And with all of humanity, judge every person favorably. Three circles. The Creator is at the center of the circles, then the Ten, and then all tens, all humanity, as the outer circle. How to do it? One by one, please.
This means that besides making for himself a Rav, there is something more that he must do in relation to the collective. Even if his mind does not agree to do something involved here, only action, in other words, it is worthwhile for him to see that it's worthwhile for him to do this, which is a practical thing. This means that there is no mind involved here, only action. In other words, if one does not agree with the thing he wishes to do, but on the contrary, the mind makes him see this as a worthwhile deed, which is called doing, meaning sheer force with no brains, since it is against his reason. Accordingly, we should interpret in relation to the work what the fact that one needs to assume the kingdom of heaven is called an act. It's like putting a yoke on an ox so it would plow the ground
towards the Creator.
Also, the ox does not wish to take this work on itself. We work it nonetheless. Similarly, the kingdom of heaven, we should also force and enslave ourselves because it's the Creator's commandment without any rhyme or reason. This is because man must accept the kingdom of heaven, not because the body feels that some benefit will come to it as a result, but in order to give contentment to the Creator.
Even though he doesn't feel the Creator as great, as existing, as something that rules, because then it will not be work. Understood? Yeah. So, make yourself a Rav means you just do it as an ox. You just do it. How? With the group, with the world, with the reading or singing or whatever you want. But you have to reach a state where you position yourself towards the Creator as some higher authority, something greater, and you determine it like that. That means just making or doing by all kinds of actions that you can do. Yes.
But how can the body agree to it? This is the reason why the work must be above reason. It is called make for yourself a Rav. Since there should be the kingdom of heaven, because he is great and ruling. It is written in the Zohar, fear is the most important for man to fear the upper one, because he is great and ruling. The essence and the root of all the worlds and all are of no consequence compared to him. Thus one should fear the Creator because He is great and rules over everything. He is great because He is the root from which all the worlds expand. And His greatness is seen by His actions. And He rules over everything, because all the worlds that He created, both upper and lower, are regarded as nothing compared to Him, for they add nothing to His essence. Therefore, the order of the work is for one to begin with make for yourself a Rav, and take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above logic and above reason. This is called doing, meaning action only, despite the body's disapproval. Afterwards, buy yourself a friend. We can't hear you, Rav.
So far, is it clear? So far, Rabash wrote only about one thing. Make yourself a Rav. Make for yourself a Rav, meaning by all sorts of means, with a group, with the books, whatever you want, you have to make it so that the Creator is great in your eyes. And it's not work that you've done before, and now you're starting to work with, buy yourself a friend, judge every person. No, this is constant, regular work you have to do. You're not going to see the Creator as great, but to the extent that you make Him great. And so the Creator is called Bore, come and see. Bore, only to the extent that you position Him as great in front of you, you can then observe, get closer to Him and observe His greatness. It's never going to land on you like a huge monster that you'll be afraid of and inspired by, but only to the extent that you yourself will make the Creator in front of you. And more accurately, that you are in this, you are immersed in this force, inside that force. All right, okay, let's answer some questions. This is not so simple. Czechoslovakia.
Ralph, the explanation is understandable with making a friend a Ralph, but buying a friend is where we have some issues. How do I buy a friend? And let's say a friend is hungry and he cannot go out because of coronavirus.
I'm not talking about that yet because we haven't reached it. We only read a part of the article now that spoke about how to make the Creator great. That's all we discussed. We discussed the part that says make for yourself a Rav. Rav means great. You have to make the Rav. I mean, and the Rav means the Creator. The fact that you call me Rav is incorrect. I'm a teacher, not a Rav. Rav means great in Hebrew. So how do we make the Creator great? That's our first kind of work. So don't ask me about the rest yet. I don't know.
Kazakhstan.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning. Do I understand correctly? Many people come to the Wisdom Kabbalah thanks to you. They heard in your lecture on the internet. Into the greatness of the Rav, you have to come through the work with the friends. So that permanent, constant work, and it can take years. Someone has less years.
We're not talking here about how to relate to the Rav being me. We're talking about the Rav being the creator. Rav means great. And here, make for yourself a Rav, we're talking about making the creator the only great force that exists in nature, and there's nothing besides him. That's it. That's what it's about here. Moscow 3.
Good morning, teacher. We know that we're drawing the reforming light, and when we together try to depict the greatness of the Creator or to buy a friend, these actions draw the reforming light. Can you explain how that works?
We are all parts of a system called the soul of Adam Rishon. We're all distanced from each other. And if we make efforts to try to connect, and we ask the Creator to make that connection between us, so that from this connection, we wish to make Him greater in our eyes. That kind of work awakens the Creator, awakens the upper light. And then the action of the upper light works on us. That's how we need to work. Peter 3.
No.
Слышно?
Да.
Can you hear?
Yes. All right, that's not the way to ask a question. You have a question, ask it. You don't. Guys, come on. USA Midwest.
Yes, Rob, hopefully you can hear me. I've got a question. Yes. Can making yourself a Rav be like doing acts of dissemination to the world with a 10?
That too, it's possible that these actions will be part of making the Creator great in my eyes. Yes. Queens.
Dear Rav, could we say that the more I allow the light to work on me and change me, I make myself a Rav more?
Rav, you mean the teacher or you mean the Creator? Here we're talking about the Rav being the Creator.
Yes. The more I allow the Creator to change my desire, I make him a Rav more?
What do you mean by Rav? Who?
Teachers, when I acquire a Rosh.
You understand what he's saying?
I understand if he's meaning Rav or...
That's what I'm asking. What do you mean by the word Rav? Here, Rav means great. It means the Creator. How the Creator should be for you as great in your eyes. It's not about some person. It's about the Creator. The Creator is referred to as Rav, which means great.
Mark.
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 Здравствуйте, Рав. Смотрите, если сделать себе...
Hello, Rav. Look. If making yourself a Rav is a result of an action, it's clear. You need to do an action without thinking. But how does a person choose the Creator? How does he feel the revelation of the Creator as in order to...
In the group, the person's hand is put on the right faith, and he says, and he's being told, take it. Meaning, if a person deserves it, he comes to a place where he has contact with the group, with the teacher, with the Creator, and then he can start developing. And there he needs to put all his energy in order to advance. This means that he realizes himself. That's how it is. Moscow 7.
What does it mean that the Creator is great for a person? What's his greatness in?
What does it mean that the Creator is great in man's eyes? That could be from here to the final correction. We always need to keep opening up not the Creator himself, but rather his greatness. The Creator himself we don't want to open up. There's a restriction over that. But rather there's a demand, as it is called, show me your glory, like Moses said, meaning his greatness, his power, how great he is. Why do I demand that? Because then I can submit my ego and work in order to bestow. That's how it works. New York 3.
Hi, Rav. The matter of make for yourself a Rav. How can we help each other make this a constant work?
We can talk about it in the group, in the 10, and thus help each other. With the greatness of the Creator, this is something we can discuss, this is something we can sing about, this is something we can read about. Anything that can raise our greatness of the Creator is appreciated. Baltia 2.
And Sheila, Zlama ita Sheila.
If you don't have a question, why did I see a question mark? Florida.
Yes, Rav. It seems like make yourself a Rav is all of our work. Is it the same thing as come and see, Bore?
Lo.
No. Make for yourself a Rav is only making the Creator great in my eyes. That's make for yourself a Rav. That's it. No more than that. Because there's also buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably. There are three components to take you to adhesion with the Creator. Even though you make him Rav, make him great, it's not enough yet. You also have to cling to him, to adhere to him. So there's other means for that. And that's buy yourself a friend. Also with regards to the Creator. It's about that. And judge every person favorably is also with respect to the Creator, because it's all him, none else besides him. And so in this way, we are that far from him that we begin from make for yourself a Rav, then buy yourself a friend,
and then judge every person favorably. Three steps to reach the complete adhesion with the Creator.
Romania.
Good morning, Rav. The question about make for yourself a Rav. Is here freedom of choice?
Freedom of choice exists in this whole work, but we're going to learn about free choice separately. Yes. Peter 3.
Если какие-то этапы в этом, сделай себе рава. Раз, два, три, четыре, пять.
Are there stages in make yourself a rav? One, two, three, four, five, maybe. Is there a graduation here?
We are not talking about some order of actions here. We're only talking about this in a global kind of sense. We have to make the Creator greater in my eyes, as great as possible. And I have to take care of that work all the time to make Him great. And even though I later go on to the other two steps, which are buy yourself a friend and judge every person favorably, these are two more items in my work that I need to add. But I'm working on making the Creator great in my eyes the whole time, always. I don't put that aside and move to the second and to the third. All in all, we have to work on all three together. And how each one supports the other here, we're going to learn that from practice. Now we're going to move to Belarus. They have five people there today, right? Belarus.
Tell me, please. It's written in the article that a person needs to accept the upper Malchut in order to give pleasure to the Creator. What is he talking about here? What is this upper kingdom?
The Creator's rule over me in everything. Let's say I want to steal today. Why does this desire come from right now? This desire comes from the Creator. How could it come from the Creator? There's none else besides Him. So what, only bad things come from the Creator? Or good things? All comes from Him. Everything comes from Him. Why does it come to me this way? So that you ask for corrections and by that cling to Him. And in truth, for the Creator, there is nothing good or bad. It's all just means by which to attract you to the right qualities so that you become similar to Him. That's it. That's all. For the Creator, there's no difference in what a person is doing. It's like for a mother. It doesn't matter for her that her little child is, making a mess in his pants. She cleans up, and for her, it's like any other way of taking care of her baby or a little child. Same with the Creator. It doesn't matter to Him what we think of as good or bad and all those things. What's important is only to build us to be similar to Him, in adhesion with Him. And in order to have adhesion with Him, we have to go through the good things and the bad things. All the plus and minuses have to connect. The positive, the negative, they all have to connect to the source. And then there will be a mechanism, a system of connection between us and the Creator. That's how it is in everything.
because we have both minus and pluses, and we have to find how to connect between us. Мак.
Доброе утро. Раф, подскажите.
Good morning. Из этой статьи можно tell us, please. Can we make a conclusion from this article that we are in such a system that a person has the possibility through his thoughts to build the reality around him, also the Creator?
That's why it says, "You have made me." Because the Creator does not exist except in the eyes of the created being. And outside the created being, there is no Creator. It says, "Bore, come and see." We build him and then we see him within us. Outside of us, there's only an abstract force. And we build that force called Creator, and with it we are in contact. Moscow 7.
Все-таки непонятно, в чем его величие?
Рабадайн ло барур бема гадлуто. Бема гадлут абуре.
Still not clear what makes the Creator great. The Creator is great because he is one, unique, and unified, and there is none else besides him. So you're asking because you have no contact with all those things. One, unique, unified, none else besides him, good that does good, whole. If you want to know more, then you need to learn about the 72 names of the Creator, which express how he appears to the created being throughout all the degrees. Then you'll see. In the meantime, I understand you. One judges through his own flaws. Kiev.
Good morning, Rav. Exactly about this point, one unique and special. All that's around.
These things are so great, so big that we can't deviate from the article now. Ita 4.
Ita 4. Buongiorno, Rav. Rav, tu.
Good morning, Rav.
Mettiamo il caso che mi viene il desiderio e divento un ladro, no? Come mi relaziono al Borei?
Perché if I want to actually be a thief, how do I connect with him if I want to be a thief, for example?
You need to connect with the Creator and speak to him and ask for help so that he helps you become a thief. You need to explain to him how you're doing all these this whole action in order to bring him contentment. Because otherwise, why do you turn to him? Only to bring him contentment, right? So you have to clarify whether your action of going to steal will bring contentment to the Creator. Ask him about it, talk to the friends about it, scrutinize all these things, and then ask the Creator to send you his blessing for this action. Yeah? And then you will gradually find that stealing is a great thing, it's a good thing, as long as you steal from your ego. Then excellent. Go ahead and steal. And you'll be aided by the Creator and respected by your 10 and the whole group. And instead of calling you a thief, they'll call you righteous.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Рафа, тут нет ошибки, не может вот получиться ошибки, что человек на...
Раф, could it be that there will be a mistake here if a person builds in such a way some idol and pray with all his heart to some idol, to something that's great, that's benevolent and almighty, and it'll be that way, but to see a great force in this?
If he doesn't rise above with faith above reason, then he builds all those things in as a religion. And then this is what you see throughout the world, all sorts of belief systems, all sorts of religions. Rather, a person needs to rise to a faith that is above his reason. Above his reason. Otherwise, he is going into religion. Not his reason, but religion.
So, after all, we're advancing in order. We're not talking about, not about the ten or the group. We're talking about how a person makes himself a Rav. How he makes a Rav for himself in faith above reason.
When he thinks that he has none else besides him, good that does good, one force working throughout reality. And the person wants to scrutinize that, clarify that, feel that, that only one single force exists, and man exists inside this force. And whatever he feels, all sorts of influences from all sorts of external circumstances, still vegetative, animal, human, and himself. All those influences only come from a single force, that there's none else besides him. There's nothing outside of that force.
Spain, Portugal.
Spain, Portugal.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. ¿Dónde está la fe?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Where?
In this esfuerzo de lo grande?
Is faith above reason in this effort that we make?
Of course, there is also faith above reason here. If I want to accept the Creator as the one who is great above all, then there is work here. I have to describe him as the only thing that's great in reality.
Mach 1.
Hello, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask. The question is, make yourself a Rav. It sounds like it's an individual thing for each person, or is it a group thing? And if so, maybe there's some kind of guidance, instruction, and stages.
Anything that you can organize in order to increase, to make the force of the Creator great in your eyes, this means make for yourself a Rav. When you speak to others, when you read articles, when you talk to the friends, doesn't matter what you do, you have to demand from all those things that you feel that the Creator is above you and above everything, and He governs the whole world, and He runs the world, and the whole world is like a puppet show that He plays before you. And through all these puppets that you are surrounded by, you're going to see Him, that He is doing this to you. That's what you have to see. Only that. Latin 2.
Entonces, para poder ver la grandeza del Creador, es lo mismo de ver a los amigos como el Creador, o tengo que primero ver al Creador grande y luego a los amigos.
To see the greatness of the Creator, do we need to see the Creator great and then the friends great, or is it together?
We aren't talking about making the friends great now, but in order to make the Creator great in my eyes, I have to hear it from the friends, and then I have to make the friends great in my eyes, but my goal here is to reach the greatness of the Creator as much as they can tell me about it. So the means is the greatness of the friends, the goal is to reach greatness of the Creator. Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. And the question is, how to work with our discernments in order to not to fall into religion or philosophy?
Just try in the group and in everything you do to always try to reach a state where there is none else besides Him. That's it. That's the main thing. Latin 2. I want the other friend's question here and there. Latin 2.
No. Can. La pregunta es.
The question is. What's the every part in the ten? How does every part in the ten attain the greatness of the Creator? Not individually, but from the unity of the ten.
That too, yeah, it's correct. Baltia 2.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Бывает ли ситуация?
Hello, Rav. Is there's a situation where we don't have money to buy a friend?
We're not talking about buying the friends now. We're only talking about greatness of the Creator. How can you ask about something we're not discussing now?
Moscow free.
Moscow 3.
Good morning, Rav. It's written, envy, lust, and honor advance a person. Does that work also in relation to the Creator?
All the things that we can discuss between man and his friend, they also work between man and the Creator. Volga.
Tell me, please. In this action of make yourself a Rav, are we working on the importance of the Creator or His greatness, and how to discern between the two?
It doesn't matter to me. As long as He is great in my eyes, in everything, that besides Him, there is nothing. I exist in Him like an embryo in a womb. That's how I exist in the Creator, and I never leave that. Even when I become greater afterwards, I always stay entirely in Him. That's how I have to see Him. Almata.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask the question. You said to steal from your ego. Could you explain in more detail how you do this?
Right now I can't get into this. We're not talking about how to steal from the ego. We're talking about how to make the Creator great in our eyes. That's it. That's the first action. Without it, you cannot approach the second or the third. Meaning, a person wakes up, recovers, forgot about everything about life, then he starts thinking, where am I? So first he has to start making the Creator great in his eyes. That's what's important. Okay? Now we only have BBUK.
Доброе утро, учитель.
Good morning, teacher. Is it only a means to grow the Creator? Is only a means?
To make the Creator great in my eyes is a means by which to come to adhesion with the Creator, which is the goal. Yes. Chadera 1. You're on mute.
Good morning, Rav and friends. Is make yourself a Rav the building of the right line in a person?
No. We're going to talk about this afterwards. There's something in what you're saying, but we're going to discuss this later on. That's it. Now, Elat. Eilat.
Hello, dear Rav and World Kli.
I always have this issue with the word fear. So we read earlier in the article that it says it's written in the Zohar, the fear is the most important for men to fear the upper because he is the greater ruling since the root, and they continue with the word fear. To me, this sounds more like love. It is like true love to the Creator. That, is this a trick sentence?
Okay, look, mister, we're not discussing now your own thoughts now. We're discussing the greatness of the Creator, how we put the greatness of the Creator in front of us. You have a question about that?
Yes. Why should we fear him and not love him?
Gadlut HaBoreh.
The greatness of the Creator includes in it both fear and love and everything. But it all comes from recognizing the greatness of the Creator. That's first. So differentiate between greatness of the Creator, fear of the Creator, love of the Creator, etc. First of all, the greatness. We'll talk about it. I see this still needs to be scrutinized. It needs clarification. New York 4.
Hello, Rav and friends. Rav, is the greatness of the Creator equal to the greatness of the friends? Is the greatness of the Creator equal to the greatness of the friends?
We're not talking about the greatness of the friends. But if so, the greatness of the Creator depends on the greatness of the friends, because through the greatness of the friends, I get the impressions about the greatness of the Creator. Moldova.
Good morning, dear Rav. The greatness of the Creator is given from the Creator himself. And he doesn't give if you don't ask. I need to ask for him to give the greatness of my friends?
Right. And then through the friends, you are impressed by the greatness of the Creator. Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Слышно?
Да.
Да.
Can you hear? We talk in the morning many times. If it's not for myself, then who? And in the evening, there's no one besides him. How to connect the two? Where in the morning you have to think of the greatness of the Creator? Isn't that not a contradiction?
Don't get confused with all those blessings from dawn to dusk. This is before the action, after the action. It doesn't belong to day or night. It belongs to how a person begins to approach the matter and then how he leaves this matter. We're going to look into it. You don't want to be confused with the hours of the day and all those things. We're talking about the issue itself. How to attain the greatness of the Creator. Well, what do you care about the blessings now? Well, I'm afraid. Also, think that you might be confusing people. When a person asks a question, he needs to know how to ask something shortly and concisely and understandably to everyone, to help everyone, so that we can all connect around it. And not that he has something that bugs him, and now he's taking our time and confusing everyone. That's not okay. You finally need to start thinking about everyone, that the result needs to be connection between us, that by all these questions, we're going to connect better. And not that I'm going to ask in order to calm down my conscience, my intellect. That's not good. Understood?
Maktub. It says,
make yourself a Rav. Do I need to come to a feeling that one?
Yes. When I am seeing myself in front of the Creator, it's good to see myself as a representative of the whole of humanity. Yes. Havarim. Havarim group.
Good morning, can you hear me? Rav, say please, we always talk about example, but the example that you said, I wake up in the morning, first thing I need to do is to make the Creator great. An example, do I have to make some kind of inner dialogue, or I don't know, to say that the Creator, you're great, or something, or to feel something when I say something?
We have to show to ourselves that we exist inside of Him, and He determines everything. Thoughts, actions, feelings, everything. This could be in my mind, in my feeling. Everything comes from Him. The Creator is a field. It's a force field that I'm in, and it rules all my senses, my thoughts, my qualities, my desires, everything. Okay, what else do we have here, Mikhail?
We have selected excerpts on the matter of work above reason.
Okay, so we'll stop this and we'll go to item two here. Yeah.
Can we sing a song before that?
Go ahead.
Rise to a new degree. You and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. We shall do and we shall hear. That's all we know. There's none else besides Him, and we won't let go. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free. Beyond the barriers, above the waves,
Awake in the dawn, we are holding you up. Armed with this covenant, it's coming true. We are breaking through, we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand, out of this desert into our new land.